I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. Can I have a motion for approval of the minutes, please?
So moved.
That was Jim LaCaruba. Second?
Second.
I'm sorry, Mike Timo. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Unanimous. We already had the recognition with the musicians. That was a great thing if you were in there. We have visitors. Now, just to let you know, normally, the board policy is to have visitors first who want to speak about things on the agenda. We have a large crowd here this evening, so I'm going to go through these, even though the item is not on the agenda. But normally, we wait till after the meeting to have visitors for other items. But there seems to be a lot of people. I don't want to keep people late. So we'll start with Mary Cavanaugh, please.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Falco, Mr. Duncan, members of the Board of Education, Dr. Murphy, and the Cabinet. I'm Mary Cavanaugh, President of the Sachem Administrators Association. In a little while, you'll be seeing a presentation that will illustrate the gains made by students in the Sachem Central School District as measured by the New York State assessments and the Regents exams. While many of our gains have been significant and in some areas outstanding, we would be remiss if we did not call to your attention those who are the agents of change in the Sachem schools. It is now 445 days that the members of the Sachem Administrators Association have been without a contract. The dedication and work ethic of the members of our association is what helped the Sachem scores improve. It was under the leadership and guidance of our members that classroom practice changed, new curriculum was put into place, and the nuts and bolts of day-to-day school and department operation orchestrated to create an atmosphere of harmony, safety, and high achievement. And yet, on day 445, we find ourselves in the same situation that we were in when we last addressed the board in June. To say that we are disappointed would be an understatement. To say that we are discouraged, disillusioned, and disheartened would be pretty accurate. But defeated, never. We continue to do our jobs and to do them well. We celebrate the improvement in scores along with you, but we also celebrate our colleagues, for without them, no change would have taken place. So tonight, to honor the members of the SAA, I would like to offer my congratulations to each and every member of the association, for without you, none of this would have been possible. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you, Mary. Joanne Hayes.
I received an email last week from somebody who was in the Gatelot Elementary School notifying whoever they sent this email to that there was a predator in the area. And Gatelot's principal did send a Connect Ed to everybody in the school. What I would like to know is, because these predators move around and I'm a Hiawatha parent, we're a stone's throw from Gatelot, can this Connect Ed be sent to the district so that we're all aware when there's a predator around and everybody can keep their eyes open and be more diligent about it, rather than keep it so secluded in the one area that it happened?
Dr. Murphy, did you hear that question?
Yes.
Okay.
Mrs. Hayes, generally, if we every time we hear one of these reports, some of them are have some validity. Some of them, when the kids come home, it is a guy sitting in the street, maybe in a painter's car. We put notification out to that building that they have a concern. We also share the information with all the principals, and we tell them to use your best judgment in the area. The lines between school district to school district are as gray as some of these lines within the schools. I mean, every time we hear one of these reports, we can put a Connect Ed message out to people if that's what the board wants me to do. But we also don't want it to get to a point where it's a real nuisance to the community when they're getting these calls. We do put out to the community about the Megan's Law, the Megan's Law website, and we try to reinforce each time we make one of these calls that this is just another reminder that you should speak to your child on a regular basis, that they should have some ideas about how to deal with these things. Because there are gonna be many, many times that we're not notified that there's a concern in the area, and kids should have the skills and strategies to deal with it without us telling them every day or every other day. So it's a tough call for us to make. I get calls all the time. I'm not sure if I spoke to you on this this week. I spoke to a couple of parents because they said, well, why didn't we get a call? We put it out again to all the administrators, and we try to say, you know, use your best judgment about it. And we try to say, well, what was the evidence in this sighting that whether how much credibility to have. It's a tough call, but we just don't want to disturb the community each time a child or a parent or someone sees something, and sometimes it's nothing, sometimes it does have some concern. But the biggest thing is that parents, teachers are trying to teach these children on a regular basis of the skills and strategies to deal with it without the phone call and the reminder. But it's a tough call. If you want me to do it, if the board wants me to do it each time we get one of these sightings and put it out to the community, it's easy for us to do. But we're trying to use that we're not overusing the system. And then people just start to ignore when we really do think it's a credible incident.
Well, even if it was done on those situations where it was felt to be very credible.
We had one
and
at Sachem.
That's a judgment.
Yeah, Mrs. Hayes, we had one at Sachem East a couple of years ago that did have a lot of credibility to it, and in fact, there was an arrest made, and we put it out to, you know, the whole district. In the case the other day, the police actually questioned one of these people involved. They got a partial plate, and the man who was involved said he was looking at the new housing construction over near Samoset, around School Street. That's what he said he was looking at. There's some kind of new construction going on over there. So the police were involved. This is what the man said. And if there was some big credibility outside that, I would put it all alert out to everyone.
Okay.
It's a tough call. I don't know if the board wants to weigh in on it or not.
We'll bring that up.
Future discussion.
Future discussion, okay? I think that's important, and we'll look into it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott Interanti? Scott, there you go.
Hello, my name is Dara Patel, and I'm here with my fellow Sachem East AP Government and Politics students. I would like to ask for your sincere attention before beginning, because although we are kids, we believe that we are important members of the Sachem community. I'd like to present Scott Interanti to begin.
Hello. Over the past few days, we have been talking with our AP Government and Politics teacher, Mr. Nick Antonucci, about crafting a field trip to go see the inauguration speech for the presidential election in January. When the idea was brought forth to Mr. Kropp and Dr. Murphy, the idea was shot down because of a proclaimed redundancy to the senior trip that also goes to Washington, D.C. But what we are here to do is to ask you for your support and to listen to our claims that it is not redundant, because what our trip would be doing is going to see the inauguration parade, seeing the speech, and also going to visit the Houses of Congress and the Supreme Court, office. Whereas the senior trip is basically just a day in D.C. doing whatever you want with your friends. It is also a keynote that it is only a small group of students that would be affected by this trip. It would only be out of the two classes of AP Government and Politics. It would be one bus of 40 kids. So it is not a bigger issue where it is the entire school, the entire graduating class that would be proposed to go on two trips to Washington, D.C. Also, we want to stress that this is a very historic event. It is and any inauguration speech is a historic event, but this one in particular is historical because of the the candidates that are running, it would either be, you know, the first African-American president or the first woman vice president. It is a very historic event. Also, there were some concerns of maybe it would be a security problem, but we have many teachers already willing to go on the trip, an adequate amount of teachers to be supervising. And there was another concern that it would be during the same week as midterms. The trip would actually be starting on January 19th, which is a day that we do not have school, and it would be lasting until the 21st. If a serious problem were to occur with midterms, we would be able to lose the 21st, and we would just go for the 19th and return late on the 20th. We have a number of signatures as well as a number of students here with us. With our support, we have almost 50 signatures here. And what we are asking is for your support to address the higher administration again to relook at this field trip and allow us to go on the field trip, because as described in your goals of what you want to be as a Board of Education is to enhance the student achievement and to and the quality of instruction is your number one goal. And we think that this is something that we can really learn a lot from. It is a historic event. It is something that is very educational. We would be able to see the president firsthand. We would be able to go to the Houses of Congress and to see the Supreme Court, and it's something that really takes our education out of just a textbook. So thank you very much for listening to us, and we hope to get some feedback from you.
All right, Scott, what we'll do is we'll have the superintendent give the board a report on it, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, Kathy Rainth. Kathy? I'm sorry, I think it's Rainth. Rainth? Kathy, you here? Is Kathy in the hallway, possibly? She is. Okay, here she is. Hello, Kathy.
Hey, Tony. How are you? Thank you, everybody, for allowing me this time. For 12 years now, the Sachem Teaching Association has held an annual fundraiser for the breast cancer awareness, in which we have raised over $170,000, most of which was raised through our Ladies' Night Out, which was held annually, and the money went towards research grants in the name of Sachem. Last year, we opened our arms to the rest of our Sachem family. We wanted to include our male faculty members, as well as our students, their families, our neighbors and friends, to join in this community effort. This was the Strides Walk at Jones Beach. This was held last year on a Sunday, June 21st. I'm overwhelmingly proud to tell you that our first walk last October raised over $21,000. I have never been prouder to be a resident, a faculty member, and a member of this community. Not only that, but Sachem was awarded the top school in the state to have such a fundraiser with the American Cancer Society. With this, I am asking you to watch these DVDs. It's about 3 to 4 minutes long, but Sachem is honored with such companies as Canon, Sleepy's, Walbaum's, Pathmark. They are corporate sponsors, but they took the time to notice our great event and how well we did. And you will see Sachem seen throughout this film along with these corporate sponsors. I've never, ever been as proud So as I give each one of you a copy of this, I want to ask you to look for our shirt that we will be giving out again October 19th to advertise Sachem as the community to work in and live in. And we ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. John Heslin.
I'm John Heslin. I'm president of the Sachem Central Teachers Association. I can't talk if I sit. So if you don't mind, I'll stand, and I'm sure you guys can hear me. First of all, why I'm here, I got a call from Dr. Murphy over the summer. He says, John, could you do me a favor? The board wants to have a few more people at the meetings. Could you turn a few out, Charlie? I was happy to help.
John, you deliver.
Thanks a lot. I wanted to come in August. I apologize, personal business. I wanted to give you a great send-off, good luck on this year, so we still give you those wishes. And just to let you know, the teachers are here when you need us. You see what we can do for the community. Kathy's one of our vice presidents. And we're also here, and we'll be here all year, and we're also here to support those organizations within the Sachem family who are waiting for their contract, and we hope you can take care of this as quickly as possible. But God bless you, and let's all have a great year. Thank you,
John. Kevin Boyle.
Good evening. My name is Kevin Boyle. I'm president of United Public Service Employees Union. I'm here this evening on behalf of the district's custodial, grounds, maintenance, transportation, food service, and security unit. As you are aware, this dedicated group of employees has been involved in negotiations with the district for a contract to replace the agreement that expired June 30, 2007. Frankly, we are disappointed with the pace of negotiations and the unwillingness of the district's team to offer an economic package. In 1993, and again in 1997, this unit took a hard freeze in salaries when they were asked by the district to step up during difficult economic times. Other district units were asked to do this once during the same time frame. Last year, some other districts' units stepped up to the plate, agreeing to a bonus in lieu of a wage increase, freezing their wages for a second time since 1993. The employees I'm here speaking about tonight have given their fair share, have done the right thing, and now are asking that you do the right thing for them. They want nothing more and nothing less than a fair contract. With multiple groups within one bargaining unit, there are, like there is for other classifications of employees in the district, issues that need to be addressed impacting each of these classifications. Again, they only want what is fair and what other similarly situated employees in other districts receive and have received for many years. We respectfully request that you give your negotiating team the authorization to move the bargaining process along with a fair wage and benefit proposal at our next session, which is tomorrow afternoon. I'd like to lastly take an opportunity to let you know that you do owe a debt of gratitude to your administrative unit for their efforts, and we hope that you will work to bring theirs and our negotiations to a successful and quick conclusion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take, evidently, people that are leaving, we'll wait 3 minutes. Go ahead. Okay. Bid awards. A motion, please. Sal? Second? John? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Unanimous. Personnel items, consent agenda, items G1 through G5. Motion, please. That was Mike Timo. Second? Second, Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. All right, we're going to 5. Okay, we have a an addendum on the personnel items. This is a tenure appointments of administrative personnel. I need a motion, please. John Siegel, second. Sal Trippi. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opposed? Two. Okay. Motion carries. Two. Doug and Christine. Motion is carried. Congratulations, Joe. Okay. We have a consent agenda for action items H1A through H1I. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
That was Mike Timo, second. Rob, any questions, please? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried, unanimous. Okay, let me find that there.
Mini contracts. 14 the bottom.
There we go. Recommendations on. Okay. recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Rob, second. John Siegel, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Number three, adoption of purchasing revised policy 6700, second reading. Motion, please. John Siegel, second.
Second.
Who's that? Jim LaCaruba. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Adoption of meals and refreshment revised policy 9170, second reading. All in, motion, please. Rob, second. Mike Timo. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of donation, Suffolk County Legislature, Brian Biedenbender, grant.
So moved.
John, who was that? Jim? Jim LaCaruba, second by John Siegel. Any questions? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of revised rate of pay, community education instructors. Motion, please.
So moved.
Rob, second. Christine, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of additional book purchases, Harcourt School Publishers. Motion, please. John Siegel, second.
Second.
I'm sorry, that was Jim? Jim LaCaruba. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of deduct change order number one, Best Roofing of NJ Incorporated. Motion, please.
So moved.
That was Rob, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of budget transfers of $50,000 or greater. Motion, please.
So moved.
That was Rob, second. Second, Mike Timo. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of a 208 Advanced Placement AP Summer Academy personnel. Motion, please.
So moved.
That was John, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of SCTA side letter of agreement. That was for College Wilson Language Training Corporation. Motion, please.
So moved.
That was Doug. Second.
Second.
Christine. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of translators interpreters for the 208-209 school year. Mike Licata. Second.
Second.
Rob. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Board of Education, recession of 208-209 extracurricular clubs and activity advisor. A motion, please.
So moved.
I'm sorry?
Jim.
That was Jim. Second?
Second.
That was Sal.
Yeah,
I can't, yeah, I need a mirror here to see who's doing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, we're on 14, correct?
Yep.
Board of Education approval of 208-209 extracurricular clubs and activities. Motion, please. John, second. Rob? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. We're on 15. 15, page 18. Board of Education recession of 08-09 coaching assignments for the 08-09 school year. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Doug? Doug, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Coaching assignments for the 208-209 school year. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Jim LaCaruba. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of field trips for 08-09 school year. Motion, please. That was Rob, second. I'm sorry. Sal? Sal. Did you say Sal? Okay. Sal was the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. appointment of school safety team. Motion, please.
So moved.
Jim LaCaruba, second. Christine, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of the 09-10 budget development calendar. Motion, please.
So moved.
Jim LaCaruba, second. Mike Licata, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of curriculum mapping coordinators. Mike Licata, second.
Second.
Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Appointment of department chairpersons for the 08-09 school year.
So moved.
Doug Duncan, second.
Second.
John Siegel, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of purchase renewal for Autodesk Design Academy program. Motion, please.
So
Mike Timo, second.
Second.
Sal, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of board members' attendance to the NYSSBA Fiscal Oversight Workshop. Motion, please.
So moved.
Doug Duncan, second. John, any questions? All in favor? Was there a question? I'm sorry.
They
no.
Didn't sign up.
I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution to reappoint emergency conditional appointments. Motion, please.
So moved.
Doug, second. Mike Timo, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Christine and Mike, there are online courses if you want to do that.
Okay, we have
we
the.
Yes.
I don't know if now's the right time, but I'd like to make
put the mic on. I'm sorry.
I'd like to make a motion to put something on the agenda.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to revisit the raising of the a la carte pricing.
Okay, we have a motion to revisit the vote on the a la carte increase. Do I have a second?
Second.
That was Sal. We have any questions? All in favor of revisiting? Go ahead.
I'm opposed to revisiting this item.
Okay.
The Board of Education, we made a decision at the last board meeting, and I think it's a horrible precedent to start going back on our decisions and re-voting them all.
Okay.
I mean, are we going to do this every time we have a close vote? Every time we have a 5-4 vote, if one board member did not do their due diligence and maybe voted because they hadn't done their homework, we're going to start revisiting every item?
Well,
I think it's a bad precedent.
All right. We did get an opinion from our attorney. And Chris, is this correct? We can revisit a past vote if we vote on the revisit first and then the motion the second time. Is that correct?
We have to make the motion to revisit
the board approves. All right, so it is permissible for board members to change their vote and bring it to the board for a motion.
Right, and it's up to the board whether to approve it. Doug's point is that.
I understand, but that's why we're taking the vote on the revisiting. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All right, all in favor of to revisit? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we have only 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and I guess we have 5 against? Okay, so the motion does not carry. We do not. Okay, 4. It was Rob, John, Sal, and myself were the yeses. The balance was noes. Okay, so that finishes that. Okay, so that pricing, the vote stands as it was for the last meeting. Okay, we have damage and loss. Wait, we have one other thing, and I'd like to discuss it. Carol brought it up regarding the registration, voting registration. We normally, Carol, correct me if I'm wrong, we have a day, Saturday, register, and we have an evening registration. In the past few years, we've had little to none who come to register in the evening. Is that correct? Your suggestion was to me, could we eliminate the evening and add hours to the day?
To
the Saturday. Okay, so what she's asking is, and on the floor, we eliminate the evening registration, increase the Saturday day, and then in addition, have registration at that budget meeting, which many people do attend. All right, what we will need is a motion and a second on that, Carol? Okay, do I have a motion to, Rob, second?
Second.
John, do we have any discussion? No. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we're going to do that. So we all understand. We're going to eliminate the Saturday evening.
Eliminate
midweek,
the midweek
evening. Right. We're going to increase Saturday by how many? 1 hour. And then we're going to have the registration during budget. Is that going to be in the on the calendar? All right, so we will get it in.
Be on the budget calendar.
The budget calendar. Yes, Rob.
I thought it was Saturday evening when we were going to eliminate.
There is none on Saturday evening.
It's
during the week. It's during the midweek. There's a nighttime registration.
Is there a big turnout for that?
That's
usually?
No. That's what he said. She's saying there's none.
None at all.
You get a good turnout on Saturday, but not on.
Well,
you told me it was a good turnout, Carol.
We have to have it.
That's why I agreed that we'd go ahead with this.
We do have to have it, but there's no sense of having it if no one there. We can adjust this accordingly. But for this upcoming year, we will have eliminate the midweek evening, add an hour to Saturday, and have the registration during the budget. As long as people are notified ahead of time that they can do that, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Tony?
That's what we need for that? Yes, Charlie. Who else?
You know, Bruce. The board, if you motions go, approve the budget calendar, that's where these dates are approved. So on the next board meeting, we'd have to come back with a revised budget calendar. So that's how it'll be formally adopted, just considering what happened to food prices, but we have to bring this back to the board with these with the dates that Carol's suggesting.
Okay, so that was brought.
The board just approved this, but not with these new dates.
Are we going to have to do the same thing then, revisit that calendar, to bring it back, and then?
Okay.
You can just revise it right now.
Yeah, okay. You just revise it right now, Bruce.
Yeah. You have the dates? You have the dates, Carol?
To be determined. Just to be determined.
All right, TBA, we'll make it. Let's have a motion to Rob, have a second. Mike Timo. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so this is to change the calendar, the budget calendar, to reflect the registration. Okay? All right.
I hate to see you back again.
Oh, damage and loss, any questions on damage and loss? Determination on Committee on Special Ed, anything on that? Child care, community ed, building usage, anything with that? Nothing. Board subcommittees. I got in the mail today, Dr. Murphy, we got the application.
Yes.
Yeah, application went out for any community members who are interested in our three committees we have at this point.
Yeah, we have three committees, the budget committee, we have an audit committee, and we have the legislative committee. The legislative committee, we generally take all with the budget committee and the audit committee. We go through a selection process. During the reorganization meeting, I believe that the board had a number of people raise their hands who said they were going to volunteer to be the board representatives of each of these committees. We'll be contacting those people in the next week to say, here are our resumes, so to speak, and we need you to sift through them and select the members. And then after you select the members, we'll put those members on for a future agenda item. So, for example, if Rob, I believe Rob was one of the people, and if he's on part of the budget committee, he'll sit down with Rob, or let's just say it's John and Sal. They'll sit down to select the members for that committee. But I know it's not those three particular individuals, but that's how it'll go, and then we'll put those people on the agenda item to be on part of the budget committee. So it's been a few years that these people have been doing these jobs, and we'll take some of the old people, some of the new people, and put a combination to be approved for those committees for the future.
Okay. John?
Dr. Murphy, is it possible when we do get the resumes, they can be blind resumes? I know there was some discussion last year after we made these selections, certain people felt people were chosen because of who they were. Is it possible when we get the resumes, they can not have the names on them, just have numbers?
That's a board decision. I mean, we can certainly white out the resumes before. And it's really not a resume. It's really the application. And some people attach their background to it is part. At least with the audit committee, it's important to the background, because you do need a strong financial background, because you help audit the books here in the district.
All right, is there any interest, as what John's asked, to eliminate the names on the application? Any other interest, I should say? There is none at this point, John. Okay, so we will keep it as it was. All right, John, we'll get them as they fill them out.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. I think that's all for that. We have two presentations left. Is the field one a small one, or is that?
Well, I was thinking right now with the time that it's going to take next door, and maybe we just hold the field one for We may carry it over. I think it might be a good idea since this is going to take at least an hour, and you wanted to get these things over by 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And we'll be making some financial decisions at a late hour. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll take the academic presentation first. That's the big one. So what we're going to do, we're in the room next door?
Yeah, we try to set up the room next door. So we'll have Paul and Jill Karp and Jill Girosh there next door right now setting up. So we just ask that you leave the front seats next door for the board members to
is
sit up front.
Room? Is there enough
and
room?
Yeah, and we have chairs set up next door for everyone to see the screen and the presentation.
Okay. We'll see you next door. All right, let's move this forward.
Yeah, we'll fill everyone else up.
Yeah. All right, do we have no visitors?
Mike.
Okay, I want to thank the staff. They did a great job. Thank you very much. Jill, thank you. Paul, Charlie, very well. Very well done. Okay, we're going to move to next meeting, okay? We have an executive session for personnel matters. It's going to take us a little later into the night. So we'll cut that off and have that next meeting. There's no visitors, right? Any future agenda items? No future agenda items. Anything else? No. Okay, motion to go into exec, please. Doug, second by Sal. All in favor? We are not going to come out for a vote. We're just going to have an executive session. Thank you for coming.